Well, that's precisely what it is. It's a devastating blow to the workers who have been employed there. And it shows the disregard that this company have for Utrecht na Gaeltacht, who have already paid them €171,000 in rental, in training and employment grants. It's certainly not good enough. They should immediately have contacted the Utrecht weeks ago, because the Utrecht could have worked out some sort of formula with them to allow them to continue, but they didn't take that option. I have called on the Minister of State with responsibility for the Gaeltacht to immediately meet with the workers, and I've also contacted the Minister for Social Protection, requesting her to appoint an official to meet with them immediately and to provide some funding for the workers and their families at this time prior to Christmas.
And what about in the new year, Deputy? I mean, these people have been left just out of the blue with no job. What kind of reassurances can be given here, really?
Well, I think that's a matter for the Minister, whose responsibility for Utrecht na Gaeltacht, to meet with them and to reassure them that they should receive priority in the event of any other investor coming into Gweedore, and every effort must now be made by the Utrecht to attract another investor who would provide these much needed jobs. I have over the years experienced many job losses that have occurred in the industrial estate, but nothing like this. Every company who had difficulties entered into discussions with the Utrecht, but this year is blatant disregard for the others.